Now, back to the Bob Morning Show, brought to you by DJ's Home Services. Total Country Bob FM.
Not just back to the Bob Morning Show, but it's back to the Bob Almanac, which is brought to us today by the Invisible Wounds Project.
Mm-hmm.
Great project. Great cause, and they are raising money with their Freedom Fest at Running Aces Casino in, is that technically Corcoran? I mean, not Corcoran, no. Columbus?
I think it is Columbus, or, yeah, Columbus. Just south of Forest Lake.
Corcoran is to Maple Grove as
Columbus
is to Forest Lake for me, that's why I said. They both start with C.
They both do.
September 28th, sponsored by B&F Fastener Supply. Get your tickets now at iwpproject.org. Eli Young Band, Easton Corbin, the iwproject.org.
Going to be fun.
Get your tickets now for that. Today's Bob Almanac. We start out with a Bob Almanac salute.
Ready to fall on your little shoulders. And when you feel
never officially a member of the Eagles, but he wrote or co-wrote several of their big hits. Best of My Love, New Kid in Town, Heartache Tonight. You've probably heard of those.
I certainly have.
J.D. Souther.
Oh, we lost him.
He has passed away. He just passed away the other night, the age of 78. Yesterday.
What a talent.
He was living in New Mexico. He passed away peacefully. No cause of death was given. This is his number one, his big solo hit, You're Only Lonely.
When you need somebody around.
Neil, you also remember that duet he did with James Taylor. Her Town 2.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Just, you can hear the Eagles in him right there.
Oh, yeah,
there,
it's very, sure. Very much so. J.D. Souther,
like
now
it.
Gone, but not forgotten. Wednesday, September 18th, 262nd day of the year, President George Washington laid the foundation for the U.S. Capitol. He actually did put the foundation in. He poured the footings and put the block in because, you know, he was a Mason.
He was a Mason. Yes.
And very few presidents would be able to actually be able to do that.
Right.
1793, George Washington was there. Yeah. 1946.
Give your children Tonka toys and you've started something. They're fun and they last. So very few families who have Tonka toys have only one. In fact, the average is 7 per family. Now,
I know we were way over average. We had 3 boys, so we were way over average. We probably had 4 or 5 times that. Used to get those little small ones, and we have tons of those, and I still have some of those. I saved some, or my dad saved them. I now have them on display in my garage. But Mound Metalcraft was founded in Mound, Minnesota, eventually became known as Tonka Toys.
Ooh,
later on in the 50s. You know, Tonka, of course, the trucks. The yellow dump truck is classic.
Yes, it
is. Of course. But they also came up with GoBots.
Oh, I didn't know that.
The toys that built America. There's an episode about the Transformers and the GoBots, and actually Tonka came up with that idea first. They borrowed it, if you will, from Japan, and they were looking for names, and according to the episode, in their little focus group, somebody actually did come up, according to legend, somebody actually suggested Transformers. And they didn't use it.
Oh,
they went with the GoBots.
Okay.
Transformers hadn't started yet by Hasbro.
Right.
And you know what the funny thing is about that is that Hasbro now owns Tonka.
Oh.
Tonka sold out to Hasbro.
Interesting.
A while back. But Tonka, of course, based right here. Mount Minnesota. Where do they get the Tonka from, Neil? Any idea?
I'll bet Lake Minnetonka.
1951 this date.
No actor in history has ever made such impact in a single role as Marlon Brando in Tennessee Williams' Pulitzer Prize play and Academy Award motion picture, A Streetcar Named Desire.
Who do you think you are, Pat Queens? I just remember what Huey Long said, that every man's a king and I'm the king around here. And don't you forget it.
You know, I didn't know until seeing that scene again. I had forgotten that Marlon Brando was a lefty. He took that coffee cup, or it might have been tea, and threw it against the wall. He was lefty.
Left-handed.
Yeah. Little sidearm, kind of three quarters.
Okay.
I think. He didn't quite come over the top.
He would have been crafty.
He probably could bring the heat if he wanted to, because he is Marlon Brando. That's the picture that made him a star. Streetcar named Desire. The whole Stella thing, Neil. That's where the Stella thing comes from. Stella.
Yeah.
1951. How about 65? Actually, 1964.
Okay. TV theme song.
That's a good one.
One of the best.
Yeah, snap your fingers with this one. Are you clapping or snapping?
I can't snap very good. My fingers are brittle and old.
Mysterious and spooky. Are they arthritic?
Yeah,
or is it something similar to arthritic? It's related to arthritis, but it's not real arthritis. Something that aliens get and brought to this world. How did you get that? How did you get that alien form of arthritis?
So I was kidnapped.
The Addams, you were probed. The Addams Family, starring John Astin, Carolyn Jones, of course.
That was a big day for me.
Jackie Coogan and Ted Cassidy. Who could forget Lurch? They didn't list the man. Was Ted Cassidy, was his the hand that also...
I think it was,
somebody's
actually.
Hand was also a thing.
Yes.
It only ran for two seasons, which is stunning. But it only ran for two seasons, but
it
had quite an impact.
It left its mark,
It did. They've done movies, and there have been streaming shows and cartoons. And
everybody knows the Addams Family.
Everybody knows it.
It's pretty good. That was a big hit for ABC.
Everybody knows it, 1964. 1 year later.
Well, I've read about genies, but I never thought they really... It's like something out of the Arabian Nights.
Shakla meslesimoyi dalire khalifas.
You know, I suppose if I hadn't come along, you'd still be in this. Wait a minute. I rescued you.
So there you go, the opening scene of I Dream of Jeannie. And
how about that?
Jeannie, I think, speaking Arabic there.
It must have been.
Whatever it is, it's something from that area, Alibaba. Dream of Jeannie, I Dream of Jeannie, Larry... Barbara Eden looked pretty good in that pilot episode.
For sure.
Larry Hagman, Barbara Eden, Dr. Bellows, Major Healy.
Larry Hagman was a lucky man.
So the question was yesterday, what came first, Bewitched or I Dream of Jeannie? What did we learn yesterday, Neil?
Bewitched.
What year was Bewitched? Bewitched was 64.
Four, right.
And I Dream of Jeannie, 1965 on this date. Both started black and white, too.
Yep.
Not many people remember that. 1970, in the news.
The Jimi Hendrix experience is over. The acid rock musician died today in a London hospital, apparently from an overdose of drugs. During his short career, Hendrix flailed his electric guitar into some of the most unusual sounds of an unusual music. A report now from ABC.
You know, you get the feeling from Frank Reynolds, he wasn't all that impressed with Jimi Hendrix's career.
I don't see Frank as having all of Jimmy's albums.
Would you think that nowadays, if a news anchor did a story like that towards something, and it seems, in that instance, be very biased, he would just get skewered on social media, would he not?
Right. Thankfully, no social media in 1970.
Right. Exactly. But it was Jimi Hendrix, James Marshall Hendrix.
The class of 27.
He died in his London apartment at the age of 27, an overdose of sleeping pills. You got to watch out for those sleeping pills. And you can't rely on them. Those artists at that time, I assume there's some today, but back in that era, they lived hard.
Oh. Yeah, we're not afraid to experiment.
Exactly. But the thing is, I mean, it's a give and take. It's a catch-22. Had they not experimented with all that stuff, would the music have been as good?
Right.
And as experimental. How about 1970? Another debut here today.
Baby, if you've ever wondered.
Another great theme.
You know, this theme that actually had a full-length version.
Yeah. The radio.
Yeah, it did. And it was a hit. Every now and then I'll catch it on the satellite.
Started one of our own.
Lonnie Anderson.
Sure.
I think Gary Sandy was from here, too, momentarily. And, of course, it gave us the whole, you know, with God as my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
Les
They're
Messman,
dropping like bags of cement. Kai Rodriguez.
Frank.
Frank Bonner.
Yeah, the sales guy.
Yeah,
Herb Tarlick.
And, you know, every cliche about radio that they... perpetrated in that show, WKRP in Cincinnati, is true.
It is true.
Having been in the business
right.
for me, 35 years now.
Yeah. I think I'm at 38.
38. How about 1983? We're going to go to MTV on this now.
This is a really big moment. After 10 years together, exclusively here on MTV this evening, we are going to see Kiss without their makeup for the very first time.
Wow.
Vinnie Vincent, lead guitarist and co-writer
of Kiss Unmasked.
How about that? Remember that?
With J.J. Jackson on MTV. It was, because we hadn't seen him. In fact, they demanded, even when they went and saw their dentist, that they had to be in makeup. That was kind of scary for that hygienist. How would you like to be a first-year hygienist?
Right.
You know.
Very. I wouldn't right. have.
No.
I think. You know, okay, so that was 83.
Then you had to deal with Gene Simmons' tongue, too, at the same time as a hygienist. Look out.
I think 83, wasn't that the year that Thriller came out also for Michael Jackson?
Yeah.
83. At this time, that was a big deal.
They were on the Lick It Up tour, I'm pretty sure. About to embark on the Lick It Up tour. Kiss, 1983, no more makeup. 1985, David Letterman had a new bit.
Here, Paul, the new edition of... Good Housekeeping, September, with Meryl Streep, or well, no, it's not Meryl Streep, it's Diane Sawyer. I don't know. Don't they look a little alike, Meryl and Diane?
Which one is that again now?
This is Diane Sawyer.
Diane Sawyer, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Diane Sawyer. Okay, now there's a top 10 list in here. Most admired men poll. And they want you to pick your most admired men for their top 10 list. And it's a little poll there. So because these things are so popular and such solid network television programming material, we've decided tonight, now comes the joke, we've decided tonight, see, all of that is the setup. Here comes the joke. We're going to start our own top 10 list. And tonight, I think we got a pretty good one. Tonight will be late night's top 10 words that almost rhyme with peas. Okay.
This is the one that started it all.
Only Letterman.
Yes.
I mean, it is. That was just classic Letterman.
And I bet, you know, he was not, I don't know how, if he came up with that or one of his other writers, he didn't seem all that enthused, but that's just typical Letterman.
Yes.
Certainly there. He probably didn't know that it would become what it became. It became a bit he would do for another, what is it? So that was 1985.
Five.
He did that well to 2015.
Sure.
30 years?
Yes, for sure.
30 plus?
Every night for 30 years plus. Yeah, things, it became a great bit.
Things that almost rhyme with peas. We don't have time because the almanac is already way too long. We don't have time to go through all those top 10, although he does rattle them pretty quickly. You can check it out somewhere else. Maybe Almanac After Dark, the post-show podcast. 1990.
Still in the works.
Still in the works. So
but it could be a juggernaut.
We haven't picked a first day yet for that, a premiere day.
Brooklyn Eagle, 1846. In our sundown perambulations of late, through the outer parts of Brooklyn, we have observed several parties of youngsters playing bass, a certain game of ball. Let us go forth a while and get better air in our lungs. Let us leave our close rooms. The game of ball is glorious. Walt Whitman.
Opening scene of Ken Burns Baseball with Garrison Keillor, one of the narrators of that documentary. And that premiered.
Chills.
It premiered on this date on PBS. Won an Emmy, Ken Burns Baseball.
What year was that?
1994.
Boy, is that good.
And you know, they went ahead and they added on, you know, they would do innings. Every show, every episode was an inning.
Yes.
So they did extra innings. They did the 10th inning. They actually updated it years later with, you know, what was going on elsewhere in baseball. Stuff about the steroid era and other eras, the strike. And other things that happened after 1994, which was pretty good. I like that.
I really enjoyed.
Frankie Avalon, birthday.
Oh, Venus, if you will, please send a little girl for me to thrill.
Frankie Avalon.
Guy could sing.
Yeah, Frankie Avalon, Venus. And, of course, don't forget all the Beach Party movies he did at Beach Party with Annette Funicello.
Venus, make her fair.
Those are fun. They were just fun.
They were just fun movies.
They were dancing in the sand.
And take the bright
included some great music.
It's good. And he was a beauty school dropout in Greece.
Yes.
Remember he sang that to D.D. Kahn, beauty school dropout. Frankie Avalon is 84. Debbie Fields, you know her best probably as Mrs. Fields.
She likes her cookies.
I think she sold her cookies to a bigger company. I don't know, maybe Little Debbie bought them. But Debbie Fields, good cookie lady.
Yeah, made some money off cookies.
She's 68.
A minute later, I got the upper.
Today, Neil, it's Know Your New Edition.
I don't like my chances. I'll say that going in.
Ricky Bell.
Never heard of him.
Did you ever hear of Belle Biv DeVoe? Have you at least heard of New Edition?
I've heard of both of those.
Bobby Brown was in that one. He's probably the most famous one that came out of New Edition. But then he was Belle of Belle Biv DeVoe.
Okay.
And this is their big hit, Mr. Telephone Man, Ricky Bell. Not the running back for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers either. I know you were thinking about
That's what I was thinking.
As well. He's 57.
Hi, I'm Carla Purdy.
Hello, Miss Purdy.
Hi, I'm a grad student, and I'm teaching my first intro chemistry class across the hall.
Okay.
I just had to come over here and introduce myself because I followed your work for many years, and I'm a big fan.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I'm flattered that you've been following my work the way you have.
Jada Pinkett Smith in Nutty Professor. And I believe her name was in the mouth of Chris Rock.
Yes.
Don't you remember that?
Yes,
and Will Smith
took exception to that.
Yeah,
he did.
Yes, exactly. Jada Pinkett Smith is 53. Didn't they break up or some kind of a conscious uncoupling or they had something going on?
Are they apart?
I don't know if they are. They were kind of, you know, but not official. I don't know. Lance Armstrong is.
Cheater.
Yeah, and he's 53 today. James Marsden, the actor.
Get Logan a uniform.
Oh, wait a minute. He's not coming with us, is he?
Yes.
I'm sorry, Professor, but he'll endanger the mission. And
yeah.
No, you were the one who stabbed Rogue through the chest.
Scott.
He was Cyclops. Remember him from the X-Men movies?
Yes.
Cyclops. He had those crazy, kind of cool-looking sunglasses that controlled the beams and laser beams coming out of his eyeballs. That's a nice, you know, if you've got that that skill and that talent, that power, find ways to use it.
I would say.
So he and Wolverine never got along. But then I think they did make up later on, and then eventually he died. Lost his powers, and we had to say bye-bye to Cyclops.
That's a shame.
He's 51. Our rapper of the day is Exhibit.
Huh?
Exhibit with an X. 50 Exhibit. Today.
Okay.
And Jason Sudeikis.
Oh, that's funny.
Could you explain the offside rule?
I'm going to put it the same way the U.S. Supreme Court did back in 1964 when they defined pornography. It ain't easy to explain, but you know it when you see it.
Ted Lasso. Didn't know all the soccer rules in the Ted Lasso show as he came over as a football coach from Kansas or somewhere. I can't remember. Maybe Wichita. But he won the hearts of those hardened Brits.
Yes, he did.
Over in England. If you haven't seen it, and Neil, you won't because it's an Apple show on Apple TV and you don't stream. But
one of these days I'm going to get something and stream.
Ted Lasso, he was on Saturday Night Live and he's very good in Horrible Bosses and Hall Pass and We're the Millers. Jason Sudeikis.
It's funny.
49 today.
I got DirecTV back, by the way. I can actually watch something other than Gunsmoke or the High Chaparral.
Because even you were getting tired of Gunsmoke.
I was starting to get tired, we said gone, but not forgotten today, Jim. We're going to start with actress Greta Garbo. Remember, an early, early movie star.
Oh, yeah.
Born on this day, 1905.
What a charming idea for Moscow to surprise us with a lady, comrade.
If he had known, we would have greeted you with flowers.
Don't make an issue of my womanhood. We're here for work, all of us. Let's not waste any time. Shall we go?
Pretty good as a Rusky.
For sure. Greta Garbo, born on this day, 1905. He was with Jack Benny and played a great role. Eddie Rochester Anderson, also 1905.
Well, you could invite all the people that worked with you on that picture you made, The Horn Blows at Midnight.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. No, my house isn't big enough to hold all the people that worked on my picture. Be much too crowded.
Well, if you don't want a crowd, why don't you just invite the people who saw it?
That is a good one there from Rochester. Eddie Anderson, born on this day, 1905. You have to like his delivery. He just had it. Speaking of great voices, the voice talent, June Foray, born on this day, 1917. If you don't know her name, you would know her voice.
Christy, here's 2,000 gallons of maple syrup.
800 surplus goldfish bowls.
26 obsolete missiles.
32 million units of something.
What?
I don't know. The name got scratched off.
Well, whatever it is, we sure got plenty of it.
Hey, here's a coupon from Dr.
So, you know, I heard that the voice of the trailer that we had for Streetcar Named Desire.
Yes.
Wasn't it the same voice that used to
a
do
really
this?
A really ugly building in the really dreadful little country of Pottsylvania, where the Supreme Council is faced with a serious problem.
Gentlemen, the Supreme Council is faced with a serious problem.
We already heard that, Anatol. Go on.
Yes, fearless leader.
No actor.
Well, it seems that our balance of payments analysis shows a marked trend toward deficiency prorating of...
They're similar.
I think they're very similar. They're very similar. The same guy.
From The Adventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I got to find it so I can pull it up.
Okay. Anyway, June Foray, we played Rocket J, Rocky Squirrel, and also Natasha Fatal from The Adventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle. She was also the voice of Pogo, Broomhilda. Pretty good. 1917. Fine character actor in a lot of different TV shows and movies. Jack Warden.
Gale, I'm sending Brian Piccolo back to Chicago. He's always been in shape, willing to give 100%. But he's not doing that anymore. And that's what worries me.
He's got something wrong with him there, George Halas. He's Papa Bear.
Yeah, Papa Bear Halas in Brian's song. Played the head coach there of the Bears. Jack Warden was in, many, many different shows and movies. Fine actor, born on this day, 1920. Let's move up to, he was Beretta, Robert Blake. Stevie theme time.
Don't go to bed with no price.
People forget about this one being a really good theme, but it is. Now, Beretta was somewhat embarrassed the fact that his bird actually solved most of the crimes.
Right. Really, he wasn't that good, his parrot. Emmy award-winning actor Robert Blake, 1933, and then, of course, he may or may not have been involved in the death of his wife, Bonnie Lee Bakley.
Yeah.
It was controversial and not a good thing. Again, 1933. Very funny man. If you saw Anchorman and some other, he was great. The great Fred Willard, 1939.
Okay, I understand. You have a nice day, sir. Goodbye.
I could come back later, Mr. Harkin.
Oh, no. It's just parent stuff. It seems that our youngest, Chris, was on something called acid and was firing a bow and arrow into a crowd. You know how kids are.
Yes. Those crazy kids. Fred Willard there on Anchorman and many others, 1939. Dee Dee Ramone, member of the Ramones. He wasn't really the lead singer, though, was he?
No, he might have been the bassist or the drummer or something. But something on the side.
He's one of the family of Ramone, 1951. One more, James Gandolfini. Remember him from The Sopranos?
Forget about the way that Tony Soprano makes his way in the world. That's just to feed his children. There's two Tony Sopranos. You've never seen the other one. That's the one I want to show to you.
I don't know if I'd want to meet either one, because I think that one could turn into the other one pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And he scares me.
Don't make him angry. No. You won't like him. Emmy award-winning actor, we lost him young, James Gandolfini, born on this day, 1961. They're all gone, Jim, but not forgotten.
Well, when I was a young man and never been kissed, I got to think.
I think your staff remembers the country Jimmy Rogers, but not this one.
And I kissed her, and then, oh Lordy, well, I kissed her again because she had kisses sweeter than wine.
1933.
This is good.
This one in Honeycomb.
Sweeter than wine.
Big hits.
Sweeter than wine.
So Jimmy Rogers, 1933, add him to the list. They're now officially it's all gone.
But not forgotten.
Brought to you today by the Invisible Wounds Project and Freedom Fest September 28th. Don't miss it. Running aces Eli Young and Easton Corbin. Would you like to start a Bobathon with one of these fine ditties? Ronnie Millsap, Smoky Mountain Rain. Marty Stewart, Travis Tritt. This one's going to hurt you. And here's another good one here. How about Patti Loveless, On Down the Line?
I still, I think we should start with Ronnie.
I'll be at Sundance today. I'll request lunch hour. Don't you dare miss it.
WQPM, Princeton. WLKX, Forest Lake. KDDG, Albany. KDDG, HD1, Albany.